Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
All right, welcome everybody. Buzz 24/7, thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being there. We appreciate it, man.
We love you.
You know that moment this morning when Robin called in? You remember? You know, What's Your Point? Mm-hmm. She had the brain tumor and just got out of the hospital.
Yep.
And she was headed home. She couldn't believe she was headed home. She started crying. You got all nervous.
Yep.
That was a beautiful moment. Right? That was a beautiful moment. She's headed home.
Yeah, she's very excited.
You know, I hope you listen to this, but I'll be thinking of you. Scotty gets a little nervous around emotional situations. Mm-hmm. Doesn't handle it very well.
Sometimes I check out.
Doesn't mean he doesn't care.
I do care.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's coming home.
But I'll be thinking about you, and I'll be including you in my prayers. So, thank you, Robin.
I'd like to thank Kentucky, LSU, Alabama, Texas A&M, and Penn State and Iowa for giving me a three-team parlay late Saturday night. Well, much appreciated. While I'm at it, I'd like to thank the Steelers, the Chargers, and the Chargers and Browns for combining for a million points to hit another three-team parlay.
Well, that's certainly
you would think the top of that list would be the girl that's probably going to give you a ride home.
Yeah, I'd also like to thank Laura.
And that's cool, though, that you know you put that right on the same level as my thanking Robin, and you know what I mean? That's being thankful. Yeah, it's the same.
Different levels of joy.
Joy is different for everybody. Are you able to focus at all? Because I know when I lose something,
I'm not full nerved out yet, but I have my backup fob.
But it's all your other keys, right?
Right, but really, I guess now I don't need keys at my mother outlaws because she is in a facility in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
I miss her. Key to my mom's house and this building, which I got the code, so I don't really need the key, I guess. So really, I'd have to get... It still sucks, though, because you want a backup fob. I'm going to have to pay for another fob.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, fobs are weird. You know, like when you get in the car, there's all kinds of things that you... When you get a car, let's say you have a GPS unit in it, don't put your home address in the GPS. Just put your hometown in it. Because if somebody gets in your car and they get home, they can get right into your garage if they got a garage door opener and all that stuff. Yeah, they could just hit the garage, walk right into your house. So you always have to put the town in that you live in. And, of course, you know if you get to the town where to go. But at least they won't have a direct map to your house, you know? So just a tip there. And what you were saying, you know, with key fobs is they find if somebody finds a key fob in the parking lot, all they got to do is walk around hitting it
until they hear the beep.
And it tells you, you're just hoping it's the 9 out of 10 people who have morals and don't do that stuff that find it.
No, I agree, 100%. But, like, I know that when I get something, let's see, what's the last thing I thought? It was one time when I was photographing my son's basketball game at Co-Brown Academy, and I left my backpack, which had my gear in it, in the bleachers.
Oh, I remember that.
How the hell did I do that? I drove 35 minutes home and thought, holy...
Oh, my goodness.
I forgot my camera. In how did that even happen, right? So I frantically drove back to mm-hmm. Co-Brown Academy, and the fine people of Co-Brown mm-hmm. Academy never touched it.
It was still in the stands?
Still in the stands.
Well, at the end of the game, you would wonder why the last person didn't put this to the
big
in the
stands,
office.
Big stands.
Okay.
So, and I was up there. So it was laying down.
Gotcha. Nobody,
so somebody never even saw it.
Gotcha.
But still, nobody picked it up. And it was still there. So my faith was restored in humanity. Kelly lost his keys and did all kinds of shit yesterday after the
after his
the brew
successful
fest.
Weekend of, like, I feel like he was on top of the world.
Yeah.
Like, I did.
Yeah. I was.
He did the events, he did everything he was supposed to. Maybe he didn't take a lot of pictures, but other than that, he accomplishes.
Look, when you go after 2 years almost of not doing anything because of COVID, when you go out and you have a successful event, you feel kick ass.
Yeah, and he did. He said he drove home going, "Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, there was no problems. We had a good time. I can watch some baseball and football. Do my scoreboard."
Do you sit there though with all the stuff that happens to you? You know, the pooping of the pants and the leaving the car out of in neutral
pooping
and rolls
of the
down
pants
the hill.
Is a biological thing.
Right, but that's it still happened to you. It still happened to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All the things that happened to you, do you sit there and go, what the did I do to sign it?
Maybe in
no self-loathing or anything.
Physical issues of jogging, that's different. But no, this is completely stupid.
Yeah.
It's a stupid thing.
But you don't
get
mad at yourself for being stupid?
He's
damn
mad.
Right.
Did you hear all the swears he put in the text?
Well, but I just, you know.
Dumb.
Put the car in park.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Don't ever look for your keys, people. In drive. Don't do it. You make one false move, your foot comes off the brake, and you're driving.
He is right.
And he rolled down a hill while he was laying across the seats, reaching down into the floor area of the passenger seat when he realized, holy crap, the car is moving.
It was like an action movie.
Yeah. Must have been scared.
Just the action star.
You must have been scared. Like, were you seriously thinking like, shit, this is going to go in the road and I could get clocked?
Not in the road. I'll be going downhill into the woods. And I took out half the bush. I'm like, the neighbors are going to hear this and come out. And then here I am in a bush.
Yeah, right.
In a car. Like near their kitchen.
With your feet sticking out.
Right.
I mean, this is now, amazing. I couldn't say the bad words on the air, but you might already be in bed. Shit. I mismanaged my keys. I need a ride to work in the morning. Then he gives his address. I'm so fucking stupid. Sorry. Can you call me when you get up and let me know when you think you'll be here or tell me I have to hitchhike? Sorry. He was like,
Kelly.
I felt, when I read that, that's why I didn't even ask what happened about mismanaging keys, because I was like, he sounds like he hates himself.
We've all made mistakes like that. We've all been in that situation.
Oh,
I can't believe it's my fault.
Yeah.
My fault.
After this, Laura and I are going to go look for my keys down the road.
Yeah.
Maybe they got on top of my car, and maybe I drove off with them there, and they fell off somewhere.
Yeah.
What if they're just someplace so stupid? It's in between your seat and your console.
What? No, as I've already talked to.
No, it would have. The car would start.
It would, but I'm still wondering. Like,
are they someplace just so stupid?
But they're like, oh my god. But if they're in the car, I sometimes put the keys in my little cooler I take, so they're not loose. And I put that in the trunk, and the car always starts and runs.
Wait a minute. Sometimes you have a key fob, and you walk up to your door, and you go to grab it, and it should unlock with your key fob in your pocket, and it doesn't.
All right.
So if that can stop it, so else could the other.
So I talked to Debbie, who works.
Car dealer to the stars.
Yeah, car dealer to the stars. She, I said,
about service after the sale with Debbie.
So Kelly hasn't talked to her yet?
Go ahead, Laura.
I don't know if he has. But anyways.
Find it first.
I had said, is there any possible way that the car would not start if it was in a certain spot in his car or not unlocked? Mm. Only if you had a remote start, then the car wouldn't remote start if a key was in it. But you don't have remote start it would have had to have been either it would have to be unlocked or start if the key was in it.
Okay. Do you think that she regrets ever selling him a car?
The last text she sent me was, he's a train wreck.
Yeah, well, she's been there for me.
You know, I don't know if she meant for you to say that to him. You know, that was probably a correspondence to you.
But you know what? This is. I'm telling you right now, this is going to be Laura's week.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be,
She's
going
to crack? You think it's going to be this week?
This is
she could be driving me to work.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I did it for months with Andy.
No, you have another fob. You're all right.
We don't know if it works yet.
The face is off the fob.
We don't know where that is.
How? Your car's newer than mine. Right. How is the face off the fob?
I can't remember what I did.
You are a train wreck.
I don't know, but I think it works. It just tricky.
Wow,
it's tricky.
Wow, it's amazing.
You're tricky.
Amazing. All right, well, some of the things that we didn't get to over the course of the weekend. That was your weekend, though. You had a good weekend.
Yes, I did, aside from the finish.
I had to get a COVID test, another one, because someone I know got exposed, And look, I'll get a test, whatever, But
they're so easy now.
They were exposed. Oh, yeah, they're wicked easy. They just go right around the inside of your nose. It takes like 2 seconds.
My kids do them once a week now at school.
Valerie, we're buying tests.
Serious? Yeah.
We're buying home tests. Like, you can just do it at home.
Yeah, I signed it. So Manchester is doing this thing, pooling, and a lot of parents didn't want to sign up for it.
Right.
But if you opted into it once a week, your kids would just get tested to see if you know, maybe they have it.
Wow.
And
good.
I said, let's do it. And then if they like start sneezing at school or have like any signs of it, instead of them calling me and having to go to urgent care, they just get tested 15-minute rapid right at school.
Well, we believe that the person I got it from a friend who is not vaccinated, which is their choice. And not only are they not vaccinated, when it was brought up to them, they said, I'm not getting tested. That's where it crosses the line and it pisses me off.
Why
if you think that you gave it to someone and you're not getting tested, you're just friggin' irresponsible. Just irresponsible, period. I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm just saying that if somebody tells you that they believe they got it from you, don't you kind of owe it as a human being to get checked? So, A, so that you can be sure that you're not, you know, just get a test. I'm not even talking about the vaccination.
Can we
get
ask if that person was having symptoms? Do we know?
No, I don't. It's kind of removed from me, so I don't really know.
I think that's the problem is these people that aren't vaccinated that don't show symptoms, they're like, well, then why should I get tested? Well, because if everybody around you is getting it, then maybe it was from you.
If you're the only link that was the case here, then, you know, and one of your friends says it to you, not just somebody who wants you to bend and do what you don't want to do. I'm just saying someone that you know and you care about is affected by it. Maybe you do. Maybe you do that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get into it, but man, it just goes. And then, you know, you're kind of like, okay, well, I'll go get tested. And then you wait the 24 hours and then you get a headache and you go, well, maybe this is it. I don't know. Yep. But you get headaches all the time. You know, you get allergies. You get headaches.
Yep.
It's what you do.
Well, if you feel tired, I feel fucking tired every single day.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Did you do this? Did you feel like you had a headache? I got headaches.
I don't want. I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm just saying, you know, when you get caught up in a situation like that,
there are reasons why people have not gotten the shots, and I know there is some good reasons too. But to not go get tested so people could know, come on, that's a bit ridiculous.
Okay, some of the things that we didn't get. We never got to The Rock, by the way. The Rock is in the news today because he did his first, he's in a rap song. Have you heard about this?
This is his first rap song.
Yeah, his first rap song. It's called Face Off with Tech N9ne, Joey Cool, and King Iso. And this is the Rock throwing down. Not first song he's ever done, first rap song. This is it right here. They gon' rumble,
they gon' take your face off. It's about drive, it's about power. We stay hungry, we devour. Put in the work, put in the hours, and take what's ours. Like in some morning in my veins, my culture banging with strange. I change the game, so what's my motherfucking name? Rock! What they gonna get though? Desecration, defamation. If you wanna bring it to the masses, face to face, now we escalating. When I have to, but boost that mean on you. Like a dream when I'm
rumble. A couple of beeps in there.
A new ass.
Yeah, there's a couple of beeps in there. I will say, like, I like The Rock, right? But now I'm kind of feeling like everything has an angle. Everything has a
commercial. What do you mean?
No,
well,
like
about selling himself.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. But everything now has an angle, and some of the social media stuff is a little over the top. But I still love him.
It's The Rock.
I know, dude. It's The Rock.
Greg.
I know.
It's The Rock.
I know.
We do The Rock.
Yeah. So there you go. That is his new rap song, and I'm sure the guy could do it. There's nothing he can't do. I don't know if I'm going to go out and buy the new Tech N9ne album, but you might if you like it. It's good. It's all right. Whatever.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
What else is going on here? What was the rest of your weekend like, Scotty? It's not a lot going on.
Well, yesterday we went
canceled concert Saturday night.
The concert got canceled. I was very sad about
somebody
that.
Somebody in the band got clutch,
yes,
got COVID.
Somebody, That is, it's pretty important.
And
that,
somebody wrote them. The bullshit.
No, it wasn't. So they canceled. So Saturday night we kind of just took it easy, caught up on a lot of shows, and then Sunday got up and took the girls to Butternut Farm.
Yeah.
And we had some donuts. Mm-hmm. We gathered our pumpkins, mm-hmm. and then we went to Marg's for lunch. And the girls wanted to go to Barnes and Noble.
How's the dog? How's the dog?
Diego's doing great.
Dog throw anything up recently?
Oh.
No.
Yeah. Yep. Didn't.
He wakes up, like, he clears his throat. That sounds like, okay, is he even alive?
Didn't have to take the dog to the vets, and the vets had to make him sick or whatever?
No.
This is a dog.
Just walk him away. We're good.
We're good. Dog didn't vomit up a pink sex toy or anything like that particular dog did?
No.
Oh my.
What is going on there?
Oh my.
Something's in his throat. I don't know what it is. And then the dog pukes, and the out comes the sex toy onto the floor of the vets.
Oh.
And the vets are like, I got another appointment.
That's wrong.
I've got to squeeze an anal gland in the next room. I'm going to just move on to my next dog there.
So, Jan, if you want to just head out to the register, they'll check you out.
Jan and Louise, the new one on the staff. Louise, hit it. That's yours.
That is yours. You know, it's always the new person, Laura, that gets to clean up the
do
mess.
Do you guys want that, or can we throw that away?
Yeah, at least
they have a funny story and not a dead dog. So
right. Good. Everybody's okay. The veterinarian just didn't release any names, just posted the short little video clip of the dog vomiting the sex toy, which apparently is not. Dogs don't have HIPAA, so I guess that is not part of it. I don't even know where it was. Let me see here. Oh,
where
there
the toy was?
Did you guys... no. Did you guys... do you guys get... do you get the company well-being, you know...
I looked
touchy-feel-good well-being things... from the company. Do you get that?
Yeah.
Do you have that where you work, if you're listening, where I guess, and it's the first time I've ever looked at it, and they send you...
Do we all get them?
I guess.
Mr. deletes anything that comes into that mailbox, which is stupid because those are the important ones.
Well, then let's move on, and let's not even worry about him if that's the way he wants to be.
Yeah.
But apparently what they send you... Well, no, because I got to spend 10 minutes explaining it to you, and you just delete the shit. I mean, like, why do I... It's yours. You missed it. Too bad.
Great.
You're an adult.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
But you wouldn't want this anyway. This isn't... Like, this is... What this does is your month in review, your well-being. Now, I got to tell you something. I don't want an iWatch telling me what my pulse was when I slept. I don't need a test. I don't need the results exactly when I wake up so I feel guilty about the night's sleep that I thought I had that was pretty good that turned out maybe wasn't. Right? This thing says, so far this month, I have had 4 quiet days. We are on the 11th day of the month. So I have had 4 quiet days. That means 2 weekends. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But is it saying the 2 weekend
quiet
days?
No, quiet days are based on meeting, email, chat, and call activity outside your working hours. How are they keeping track
the
of
last
this?
Month,
yeah,
I had 1 out of 28 quiet days in I'm looking at mine right now.
Yeah, what impacts your quiet hours? 100% it's the emails. Because you know what? I'll tell you what. I don't take work calls. Now look, I don't tell them. I take you guys. I take people that I know, you know, clients, stuff like that. I take those calls. But when management calls, I generally don't answer. I want to, you know, leave a message, text me or whatever, but I generally don't answer.
So it does. It goes by like how often you're emailing, chatting, doing all. So I had 1 quiet day out of 28, and then 84% available to focus of a typical week. So I'm focused.
I got 97%.
Oh, that's real good.
Yeah.
And 60% collaboration time.
I only have 1 active, 60 collaboration time?
I have 16% collaboration.
Oh, I have three. I don't want to collab. No collabing.
We collab together. But before, does really anybody, I mean.
Yeah.
Anybody that I deal with here, if Greg calls, it's usually something important guys call. But more or less, everything now is through text or email.
Yeah, but I mean, look, we're pretty much in constant contact for the most part. You know, just life, things about life. Some of it doesn't even have to do with work. But here's the thing. Do I want my company knowing that much about how I spend my time? Mm. I'm a little, I get it.
Ah.
I get it. But I'm not going to get involved in this. It says, guess what? It says I have 1 active collaborator. I don't even know who that is.
I have 50.
Of course you do.
Because you're sending a lot more emails to a lot more different people than I am.
Yep. You emailed, met, or chatted with these people. So what this this email does, it tells how many meetings that I have,
Jeez
and I
Louise.
Have to approve, and yeah.
Yeah.
I use a different email, I think, more than you guys, this
yeah.
one.
Yeah, I use the yeah. business email more than I do. I just send it for need to know, and I send Laura directly stuff to her. But, yeah, Kelly, you have no collaborators.
No, I email yeah. company emails. I'm on it. Plus, yeah. I have to send out the football pool.
Yeah.
20-some
odd. Well, that's
people.
Good.
So, I mean,
that's
like company collaboration.
Nothing like company business yeah. right there. So, all right. Well, anyway. So, yeah, I just got that, and I started now. I'm being judged on my collaborations, you know.
Yeah, you get it once a month. Dude, they send it to you and
this
tells
is
you.
More and more like one of those sci-fi movies.
Yeah.
Right? You got sleep stuff that can tell you what your pulse was, tell you how good you slept, give you a percentage grade. You got work stuff monitoring your email output and talking about how much you're collaborating.
You can put,
holy crap, we're walking right into a 1984.
The girls put something on my phone where you can keep track of your screen time.
Oh yeah. It tells
all
me.
Set with that.
Yeah, mine goes. I get that
I'm,
every week.
I'm all set
yeah,
with
I
that.
Get that every week. And the sad thing is because during the show, I have two emails. One I have to get from my phone, one I get from my computer. So it looks like it's like 7 hours a day averaging screen time. And it's because for 5.5, it's on the show.
Mine is, my screen time was down 20% last week. So I'm getting, hey, it's good right there. But everything we do is trackable. And you know this, I know this, of course. But it's the realization sometimes that even in moments when you think you're not being followed, watched, or,
followed.
You know, or whatever. Yeah. And I'm not a paranoid guy like some people are, you know.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
I asked a question on my page. They had the sign guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Holds up the sign. I love that guy. And he held up a sign that said, I still don't know what cryptocurrency is. And I posted on Facebook going, dude, me too. It's been explained to me. I've read about it. Still don't get it. And yep. So then all these comments start breaking out and a fight starts breaking out. Because, you know, you can't do shit on the online without some
fight
breaking
out.
Look, I'm not saying I don't care. I'm saying I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around currency that isn't there. And if I lose my password, who gets it? Nobody. There was a case last week where somebody lost millions of dollars and nobody can get at it. So guess who doesn't get it? The person who owns it. I don't trust that. So an argument broke out about cryptocurrency,
yeah.
saying the guy's like, well, I want to be able to control my money. That's why cryptocurrency is great. And then another guy comes in with another point, goes, what makes you think you can control this any more than you can money you can hold in your pocket? And I'm like, another valuable point. Because if you do it, doesn't the government, again, this is, I could be totally ignorant here, so I apologize. The government then can hold it accountable. There's no hiding anything once it's in crypto, unless you're hiding it and you're some sort of, you know, hacker person. I don't know. But anyway, I posted that on my page kind of like as a goof, and became this societal war about, you know, government control and all that stuff. It's like, man, oh, man. But I also get where they're coming from, you know? I also get where they're coming from. Cryptocurrency, so I'm not going to – I don't know. It weirds me out. Do you know what it is, Kelly?
Not
enough to explain it.
Nope.
Yeah. Doesn't make sense to me.
I get the idea
of it.
That
whole thing that Brady's pushing now, what's that stuff?
That's it, too. He's into cryptocurrency as well.
Thing.
Yeah, it's part of it, I think, yeah. But clearly, I've got work to do. You know, I
remember
read
when
about
we were
it.
In New York City, there was like every other place, we take crypto.
We take crypto. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I've had it explained to me a million times. I just can't get my head around it, so... and now that I said this, if you're listening to this and you have a basic explanation you think I can grab, please do send it to me. Send it to me. Mm. I'll read it. I definitely will read it. It's not like I don't care. It's not like I don't know it's coming, you know. But people are like, hey, don't be stupid. I'm not stupid. I'm trying, bro. I'm swinging. Okay? I'm swinging, which is more than most.
Yeah.
Okay?
Trying to figure it out.
Yeah, right. So, all right. Well, anyway, that's all the time we have now because we got to get some looking in before we have
I'm
our meeting. It's meeting day today.
Yep, we got time.
Okay,
we're gonna go for a little ride.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Get out. Hey,
I need it.
Kelly, do you?
Wear your miner's hat with the light.
If we find it, should we do an add-on? We should add on to this?
No, I'm not doing an add-on. And also, tie a rope to each other. Tie a rope to each other. That way, Laura, you don't lose him.
Okay.
Because I'll be honest with you.
Because he's going to be in a ditch.
I don't think he's going to be involved in this as much as you think he is.
Right.
Yes,
right.
He is.
Yep.
Of course I am.
Yep. Yep. You haven't been involved in this 2020. This the whole thing. You've been on your goddamn phone the whole time.
My email thing.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure you are.
My email thing.
I'm sure you are. All right. Anyway, have a great day. Thanks for joining us with the Leftover Show. That's what this was today. Sorry.
It's the Leftovers.
But sometimes you get to it. And help me out with that cryptocurrency thing. I really do want to understand. All right. We will take a break. Of you for 24 hours, but we'll be back at noontime on Tuesday. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.